This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 21. Property crime. Our reading comes from Exodus 20, verse 15, and Joshua chapter 7, verses 16 through 26. Exodus 20, 15. You shall not steal. Joshua 7, verses 16 through 26. Early the next morning, Joshua had Israel come forward by tribes, and Judah was chosen. The clans of Judah came forward, and the Zerahites were chosen. He had the clan of the Zerahites come forward by families, and Zimri was chosen. Joshua and his family came forward man by man, and Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was chosen. Joshua had his family come forward man by man. And Achan, son of Carmi, the son of Zimri, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was chosen. Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, and honor him. Tell him what you have done. Do not hide it from me." Achan replied, "It is true, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. This is what I have done. When I saw in the plunder a beautiful robe from Babylonia, 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. They are hidden in the ground inside my tent, with the silver underneath." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver underneath. They took the things from the tent, brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites, and spread them out before the Lord. Then Joshua, together with all Israel, took Achan, son of Zerah, the silver, the robe, the gold bar, his sons and daughters, his cattle, donkeys and sheep, his tent and all that he had, to the valley of Achor. Joshua said, "Why have you brought this trouble on us? The Lord will bring trouble on you today." Then all Israel stoned him, and after they had stoned the rest, they burned them. Over Achan they heaped up a large pile of rocks, which remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his fierce anger. Therefore that place has been called the Valley of Achor ever since. The story of Achan in Joshua 7 is very disturbing. During the Battle of Jericho, Achan steals an ornate robe along with a hoard of silver and gold. Knowing he has committed a serious sin, Achan buries the stolen goods under his tent. Achan's wrongdoing highlights the truth that the cost of breaking the eighth commandment, "You shall not steal," can be enormous. Achan cheated God, who had commanded the Israelites to take no plunder for themselves at the Battle of Jericho. But Achan wasn't the first person to cheat God. That started when our first parents took fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3. In stealing from God, Adam, Eve, and many others revealed their dishonesty and a lack of trust in God's promises to provide for all their needs. God hates our dishonesty and our failure to trust in His assured provision. In Achan's case, not only did he and his family suffer the most drastic consequences, but the whole nation of Israel suffered also. The consequences of Adam and Eve's theft were even more dire, affecting all of their descendants, including each of us. Yet even in their sin, we see God's goodness toward the guilty. Right at the scene of their crime, God promises a Savior to crush the devil who tempted them to sin. And Jesus' finished work provides forgiveness for all who believe in Him. Pray with me. Lord, all that we have comes from you. Help us to trust in you to provide for all our needs, and above all, our need for your Son, Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.